This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a St. Michael man charged with murder in the Country Road shooting. CITUSAB renews the call for fair pay and holiday allowance for nurses and protective services. Starcom Network among winners at last night's CBU Media Awards Gala. An independent senator urges parliamentarians to avoid politicizing crime. And U.S. warships may reach Venezuela's coast by weekend in a drug cartel operation. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. Details up next. Police have arrested and charged a St. Michael man for the fatal shooting of Jair Quinton at Country Road Towers earlier this month. 20-year-old Pharrell Isaiah Fagan Lord of Niles Road, Waterhall Land, has been charged with the murder of Quinton on August 2nd. Quinton and Terencio Trotman were walking between the apartment buildings on Country Road when shots were fired, injuring both men. Quinton died at hospital after being transported by private vehicle. Lord will also face charges of serious bodily harm, endangering life, and unlawful possession of a firearm. He will appear in the District A Criminal Court today. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, or CITUSAB, is again calling for public holiday allowances and overtime pay to members of the protective services and nurses. President Ryan Phillips stressed the critical role these workers play in society and the need to ensure they are properly compensated. Speaking at a press conference, he outlined the union's recommendations to government, which he says must be implemented.
To legislate or mandate double-time public holidays paid with for all members of the protective services and nurses. The introduction of compensation at 200% hourly rate for all hours worked to be applied to the 12 statutory holidays on the annual calendar. To develop formal criteria for applying flexibility time versus overtime. The integration of the policies identified above into the standing orders and collective agreements for all organizations, institutions, fall under the protective services and that again of nurses.
President of CITUSAB, Ryan Phillips. Meanwhile, General Secretary Dennis DePisa noted that this is just one of several long-standing issues repeatedly brought to government's attention without any clear response. He too is calling for urgent action.
The problem that we face with these matters is that we get the Cinderella treatment. We go to the ministry and the ministry says to us, we have to revert to our principles. And you hear the same thing each and every meeting. So, as the president said, it's been going on for eons. Our principles don't seem to think that these are important. Because if they were, suddenly we won't be here talking about them again. We can't treat these things in a better way. And it's unfortunate that we have to come here time after time and plead the case.
General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa. Starcom Network and the Barbados Government Information Service were among the top honorees at the 36th Caribbean Media Awards held at the Hilton Hotel last evening. The event, which celebrates excellence across radio, television, print, and digital media, showcased a wide range of talent from across the region. Starcom Network's dynamic team, comprising Tonisha Rockyaw, Chantel Legall Gibson, and Gabrielle Williams, was awarded for their work in various categories, including Best Digital News Story and Responsible Reporting. Additionally, our technical operator John Stout was recognized at the ceremony.
The recipient of the award for Best News Story Digital. After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery by Tonisha Rockyaw and Gabrielle Williams of Starcom Network. Let me announce the award winner for responsible reporting on youth involvement in crime. That recognition goes to Starcom Network. The surge in youth-related violent crime in Barbados, Chantel Legall Gibson.
The Barbados Government Information Service stood out as a dominant force, collecting several awards across multiple categories. Meantime, Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, hailed media professionals for their hard work and dedication, noting that their job is often thankless, with praise and criticism coming in the same breath. Speaking at last night's media awards, Dr. Munro-Knight said the media consistently shows up and produces content, a commitment likened to the resilience of the orange economy.
I really want to herald all of you that belong to the media fraternity. Having had that very brief sojourn there, I don't think that people understand fully the level of sacrifice, commitment, hard work, and dedication that it takes for you to do what you do every single day and show up. You work in an area that is often very thankless. People say you are important, the media is important, your work is important. But at the same time that you can be heralded, you can be vilified as well in the exact same breath. But still, you turn up and you produce.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Independent Senator Reverend Dr. John Rogers issues a warning to legislators to avoid politicizing the issue of crime. As he supported the measures outlined in the Interception of Communications Bill, which was passed with a two-thirds majority, Senator Rogers urged politicians to put aside partisan views and address the growing crime problem.
And I hope this legislation is a wake-up call to us, or those who are involved in politics, to recognize that crime is not a political issue. As legislators, as persons seeking to lead this country and to direct the general course of this country, we must be willing to sit down and put our heads together and face the society with a common message. If not, we are empowering the very people that we are trying to suppress. We are giving space for the very activities that are undermining the safety of our communities.
Independent Senator Reverend Dr. John Rogers. Meantime, Government Senator Roshana Trim, in her maiden speech in the Senate, echoed the urgency of passing the Interception of Communications Bill, highlighting that the debate is about providing law enforcement with an arsenal of tools.
Mr. President, this debate is about a legislation that adds to the arsenal of tools that we have, an arsenal that the government has been building since 2018, an arsenal that seeks to modernize our tools of justice because we are no longer dealing with criminals who are writing letters to pen pals. We are talking about persons who are threatening witnesses who then fear for their lives. We are talking about updating our legislation so that we can match the new age of criminals that we are dealing with.
Government Senator Roshana Trim. Barbadians are being told to brace for thunder showers as a tropical wave approaches the island. Meteorologist Raquel Davis says the system will affect the island today and tomorrow.
The Barbados Meteorological Services continues to monitor closely a tropical wave located near 49 degrees west, approximately 1,300 kilometers or 810 miles east of Barbados. Additionally, a second tropical wave continues to show an area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms in the eastern Atlantic. This tropical wave maintains minimal potential for development over the next few days. There are no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados associated with these systems. Convective activity associated with the feature is forecast to move across Barbados, bringing a mix of sunshine and clouds with intermittent scattered light to moderate showers during its passage. The tropical wave, located in the central Atlantic, continues to be disorganized, and current model guidance suggests that during and after the passage of this wave, wet conditions are likely for Barbados Thursday into Friday.
Meteorologist Raquel Davis. And three United States warships ordered to deploy off the coast of Venezuela by U.S. President Donald Trump could arrive by the weekend. That's according to reports, as Washington sends its military to curb drug trafficking by Latin American crime cartels. The reported deployment of the warships comes as the Trump administration increases pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro after recently doubling a reward for his arrest to $50 million U.S. dollars on what the U.S. claims are drug offenses linked to cocaine trafficking. Recapping the headlines, a St. Michael man charged with murder in a country road shooting. C2SAB renews the call for fair pay and holiday allowances for nurses and protective services. Starcom Network among winners at last night's CBU Media Awards Gala. An independent senator urges parliamentarians to avoid politicizing crime, and U.S. warships may reach Venezuela's coast by weekend in a drug cartel operation. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.